The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Controversy over what actually took place. I remember, and I'm just going back to memory, I didn't get out any files or look it up at all, but it seems like the police were saying that these were paid protesters, that they were, I don't remember the whole details, but it had to do with, of course, globalism, and even back in 19... This World Trade Organization is something that that we don't need any part of. But anyway, the protesters were there. The protesters were arrested. The protesters did serve some jail time. And then the protesters came out and sued the city of Seattle. Now I see where, and this is in the Seattle Times. Excuse me, had to do that. You can't hear me what I do because I have a little cough button. I can hold it down and then, and you don't hear me do that. Well, anyway.
Let me replay what they missed.
What?
How's that?
You didn't replay that. You mimicked me.
You know, I was going to say at that WTO protest, there was a lot of violence there.
Yeah, there was.
That's why they're suing, because they got beat up. The protesters got beat up by the cops.
But there was violence. Also, windows broken and this sort of thing. I mean, it was a big deal, and we watched it. You know, it's been 8 years ago. But we watched it on television, and we heard about it on the radio. We didn't sit in on the conversation, so don't know what they were saying. But we do have a pretty good idea that it had to do with this tariff that we have there with Brazil. They have to pay a tariff to get their ethanol into the United States. So Bush would probably be down there trying to get that tariff raised to keep foreign competition out, right? Well, I don't think so. I imagine Bush is trying to lower the tariff or maybe do away with it totally so they can bring ethanol in from the South American country there in Brazil. Now, I have here the American Program Policy. United States and Brazil, the New Ethanol Alliance. Now, I was not sure, I didn't know we made an alliance with Brazil, but apparently we have. And maybe that's what Georgie Boy was doing when he was down there. Anyway, there's 80 million hectares in the Amazon Valley that can be converted to biodiesel. Now, I always have to check because I know a hectare is about 2.5 acres, but it's not quite. So I looked it up. It's 2.471 acres. So for practical purposes, it's about 2.5 acres. So we're talking here nearly 80, and 80 would be 160, and another 40 would be, we're getting up there close to 200 million acres that they could put into ethanol-producing sugarcane. Now, sugarcane grows almost like weeds in tropical areas. If you've ever been to Hawaii, you see it growing wild in the road ditches where it's gotten out of the fields. Our good friends in Australia started out in the sugarcane business. That's how they got into the ranching business. But they paid for their first ranch growing sugarcane, all right? Anyway, I didn't realize until yesterday that Jeb Bush was no longer governor of Florida. Now, our Florida listeners will say, well, dummy, didn't you know we had an election or whatever it was? I didn't know. No, I did not know. If you would have asked me yesterday at this time what Jeb Bush does, I would say he's the governor of Florida. Well, he hasn't been since the second day of January. Anyhow, he left the Florida governorship last January. And here's the interesting thing. He now directs, and get the title of this, the Intra-American. What does Intra-American mean? Like international? Intra-American Ethanol Commission. It's an organization through which Washington seeks to diversify its relations with Latin America. But it's all about ethanol. Now, you farmers, the last crop that I planted, of a row crop of grain, was in 1965. That's the last time I said, hey, it ain't worth it. And I went to cattle, strictly cattle and grass. But I don't have farmland. My land is practically all, it should have been ranch land in the first place. So I don't know much about corn anymore. If I was to plow up our fields and put it in corn, and I know you don't plow fields anymore. We have minimum tillage and all that there kind of stuff. But if I was to go to a row crop, I would have to get somebody that's successful in farming and say, hey, tell me what to do every morning when I get up. I wouldn't know what to do anymore, seriously. Anyhow, these farmers, you farmers, are planting, I don't remember how much more, but a gob and a bunch more corn. At least that's what the government tells us. That's what our statistical reporting service is saying. Corn production's going to go way up so we can sell this $4 corn. Well, if Bush has his plans materialized, maybe a year or two it might be. I don't know. But sooner or later, they'll get corn down to $1 a bushel again. Now, don't hold me to that dollar. But it'll be way yonder less than what it is today. You can bet on that. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we have returned. Now, as I was just mentioning, Jeb Bush, George W.'s brother, he left Florida governorship last January, and he now directs the Inter-American Ethanol Commission, an organization through which Washington seeks to diversify its relations with Latin America. The commission was born out of a high-level U.S.-Brazil business alliance. On December the 18th, he was still governor, but he was also president of... On December the 18th, still Governor Jeb Bush. I better read it like it is. Then, comma... former President Minister of Agriculture, Roberto Rodriguez, and President of the Inter-American Development Bank. Now, I was not familiar with an Inter-American Development Bank. We know about the International Monetary Fund, and we know, but the Inter-American Development Bank, something that I was not familiar with. But anyway, those three announced the formation of this commission. And here's their mission statement. It has as its mission to promote the use of ethanol in gasoline mixtures throughout the Americas. Okay? In his January 22nd State of the Union speech, President Bush proposed the promotion of a law to mandate use of gasoline mixtures of 20% ethanol over the next 10 years. This entails the increase of 800% in the consumption of ethanol, and that, of course, 10 years from now would be 2017, all right? Thus, the need to seek strategic partners. He's saying, hey, you American farmers can't grow that much corn. We don't have the land. Now, I disagree with that. I don't know anything about 800%, but... you know, if corn was really profitable, if it was really, really profitable, there's a lot of us that have gone back to grass and put land in other kind of programs, the CPR and all that, could go back to corn. Jeff asked me a while ago during a commercial break. He said, did you actually farm row crops? I said, well, sure, my land's terraced. For years, everybody farmed that land. My people before me, it was farmland. But with that dollar a bushel corn that we've been talking about all the time, didn't pay the bills. And actually, this $4 a bushel corn doesn't pay the bills. When you look at the price of farm equipment, the price of diesel fuel, the price of the interest on the land, it's difficult to make it work at $4 a bushel. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll go back to the Inter-American Development Bank and the Inter-American Ethanol Commission. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And Jeff came into my little monkey cage here during the commercial break and said, Derry, your memory isn't all that good. You've talked about the Inter-American Development Bank. And I guess perhaps I had. I talk about a lot of things, and I'm not that well-versed. He said this was one of Pastor's, one of his plans with the SPP and the North American Union was that bank. Since he mentioned it, I believe we did talk about it.
But bank is CFR-controlled.
CFR-controlled.
Yes, Council of Foreign Relations.
That's
right. It is controlled by folks in the CFR.
Did you check that out just now?
Sure did.
Yeah.
I guess I should say that's internet rumor mill has it, that it's CFR-controlled. As if the CFR exists.
You didn't get it off the CFR's website?
No. No, but they were talking about it and mentioned, referenced the CFR-controlled Inter-American Development Bank, which was Pastor's idea, Robert Pastor.
Wonder how much money he put into it. You know, you don't start a bank from scratch. You have to have moolah.
They threw around some big $20, $30 million numbers about, this bank pushing money around to help Mexico, this, that, and the other.
Okay. All right. Let's move right. You know, if I could run the equipment, I'd trade places with you, because you can remember this stuff. But I can't remember it, and I can't run the equipment. So about all I could do would be clean out the waste baskets and scrub the latrine and things like that. Anyhow, let's go along again here. On January the 26th, in a speech before the World Economic Forum in Davos, the Brazilian president proposed that the United States participate with financing and technology in the installation of ethanol plants in nations with emerging economies. And this way it could promote the integration of the world economy. Now, did you notice it was the Brazilian's president that says the United States needs to participate, all right? The objective of the commission presided over by Jeb Bush is to be the nexus between business leaders of the United States and Brazil to develop the market for biofuels made from sugar cane and corn. Now, how do you corn farmers feel about that? I mean, it looks to me like they just continue to try to put the American farmer out of business. And Brazil can do it. Argentina probably could do it. Many of these South American countries, they have so many things on their side. They have advantages that we do not have. They have climate. Now, I don't know that much about it, but I know these seed companies go to Brazil and to Argentina because they can grow two crops in the same year. In other words, if they're developing a hybrid corn, for example, they can do in 1 year what it takes 2 years to do here in the United States. So they can develop seed. Some of this corn I don't remember. It's been so long since I studied field crops, and it's all changed since then. But used to be 7 to 12 years or something that it took to get the right crosses to where you could make hybrid corn, like you get the right genetic makeup to crossbreed. Well, see, they can do it in half the time down there. Well, anyway, the objective of the commission, presided over by Bush, is to be the nexus between business leaders of the United States and Brazil to develop the market for biofuels made from sugar cane and corn. But you don't need the corn. You can do it with the sugar cane, all right? The idea is to modify the energy matrix without having to rely on the massive consumption of corn ethanol, which could cause a run on the price of the grain. By using Brazilian ethanol that is 25% cheaper than the United States kind. Now, my fella told me that this Pacific Energy Company that is owned by Bill Gates can produce it for 50% the price of us. But this article is saying it's 25% cheaper than the U.S. kind. The United States saves money, avoids a corn shortage or major price fluctuations. Heavenly days, we wouldn't want to see corn farmers in the United States make any money. That's for sure. But for the project to proceed as planned, land dedicated to ethanol production must be expanded considerably. Okay? That is one of the reasons for associating with Brazil, since that country has the whole Amazon region at its disposal. Moreover, the United States proposes expanding production in other countries with particular emphasis on the Caribbean and Central America. Turn the page. Brazil is 5 times more efficient converting sugarcane into ethanol than U.S. companies that use corn as the prime material. With barely 1.5% of its land mass sown, Brazil could entirely replace gasoline with ethanol. Let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People ask me how they can make a difference. I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a machinery consignment sale this coming Saturday, April the 14th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, the sale starts at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday the 14th of this month. Several tractors have been consigned, including a 3020 John Deere, a 656 International with loader, a 4230 Case IH with cab in excellent condition. Several pieces of hay equipment are going to be selling, including a New Holland Square baler, a 605 Vermeer baler, a hay trailer, brush hog, 1090 CIH mower, and that's a mower conditioner, by the way, a couple of Ford pickups and a 1999 Yamaha ATV, two Bobcat skid steers, one 7753 Bobcat like new, a considerable amount of livestock equipment, including a foremost hydraulic chute and an alley, a lot of farm equipment going to be selling. For information, call the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That sale this Saturday, April the 14th.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says sacred cows make the best hamburger, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this ethanol thing and how Brazil is gearing up and getting the United States to invest money in this, and Bush and his brother Bush, I'm saying President Bush and his brother Jeb, are deeply involved in this. Now, I've been to Brazil. It's been a long time ago. I'd say it's been maybe 15 years or so ago. But I saw the country pretty well firsthand. We flew in to Brasilia, which is the state's capital, which is the national capital, and then drove hundreds of miles up into the farming land. Now, we were on the highway that they call this New Brazilian Highway. And back then, and they tell me today that they have not repaired it, that it's as bad or worse than it ever was. The highway was terrible. You could not drive fast on it. It was a blacktop road. But you couldn't go very fast because of the chug holes in it. It had potholes. In some places, the highway was broken up so badly that we had to get off of the highway and just drive on the dirt.
to get around some of these bad places in the highway. This is the kind of area that they try to haul soybeans and their crops out of to get to areas where they can transport it. In other words, their infrastructure is terrible. The people in those little towns, and we went by many little towns, there were some cars, but the majority of them used horses. And they had little carts. They were really neat little carts built out of the car axles. They'd taken axles from a car, and they had regular car tires on them, and they were pulling them with these little horses. And I said, small horses, they were little, probably about 14 hands would be a big one. Some of them were almost pony size, and they'd go up and down the road. You saw them all the time. Saw very few cars. Okay, now, Brazil has to go from the 4 billion gallons of ethanol it currently exports to 35 billion by the year 2017. That's this 10-year plan that George Bush is talking about. It would have to build 77 ethanol plants before the year 2012. Some experts have calculated it would have to be closer to 100 new ethanol plants, with an investment of $2.5 billion. Much of the capital would come from the United States. Just last year, one of the major companies sold one of the country's largest plants to Cargill. Can you see what we're getting into here, ladies and gentlemen? Can you see that? And I'm assuming that all this is true. It's coming from a very reliable source. It goes on to say an 82% of the cars made in Brazil run on the Flex system, F-L-E-X system. It's a system that burns gas, ethanol, or a combination of gas and ethanol. Now, so much for Brazil, and so much for the ethanol plan that we're talking about here. It looks to me like this is all part of this North American Union thing that Bush is pushing as hard as he can. And working with Brazil, Cargill is already down. In fact, that was one of the interesting things when we first got off of the plane in Brazil. We landed down in Rio. You can't fly directly into Brasilia. Then you take a flight up to Brasilia. But the first thing you see out on the coast are those big tankers and dock areas where they can load and unload. And Shell Oil Company was all over the place. In fact, Shell Oil Company was doing some work on the area that we were visiting at the time. So, hey, our corporations are big already in Brazil. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, let's move on. I have a very interesting article here by Henry Lamb concerning World Heritage Sites. Now, we've discussed World Heritage Sites time and time again. And, of course, the World Heritage Sites come through UNESCO, and that's part of the United Nations. And once a world heritage site becomes a world heritage site, then it's under the control of a different committee. The United States really doesn't have much control over it at all. Now, a good example of that is the Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone National Park was made a world heritage site back in 1987. And if you go to many of these parks, you will see as you go into the gateway, it'll say World Heritage Site. And that means it's controlled not by the United States, but by UNESCO, which is the United Nations. You say, well, they don't do anything there. No, but they control what is done there. Now, let me give you a good example. The New World Mine is located on privately owned property. It's 3 miles from the border of Yellowstone National Park. and it began expanding development of the old mine that had been in operation since 1875. The operators say they can mine $750 million worth of gold from the project. The company spent nearly 3 years and $37 million in the development of the environmental impact statement. It was reviewed by 20 state and federal agencies. But the World Heritage Committee, intervened. The mining permit was not granted. New plans were launched to limit visitors to the park and reduce the use of snowmobiles. Nearly 18 million acres surrounding the park were subjected to more strenuous regulations. And so UNICEF can actually control what happens on our property. The Everglades National Park is a World Heritage Site in danger, just like... And I remember very well when they came out and said, well, the Yellowstone National Park is a heritage site in danger. All they have to do is put that danger on there, and then they can tell us what we can do not only in the park but around the park. Now, Henry Lamb says that there are 34 new World Heritage Sites proposed. We already have 20 here in the United States. The vast majority of people, he says, including elected officials, have no idea how or by whom the list was formulated, why it is being proposed, or what the significance of listing may be. The list is required by the 1972 World Heritage Treaty. Now, you see, this is exactly what George Washington told us not to do. He said, don't get involved with treaties with other nations. Stay away from them. He knew that back there nearly, 200 plus years ago. Anyway, the World Heritage Treaty was ratified by the United States. Our Senate went ahead and ratified the thing. But if they didn't, it wouldn't have made any difference because the Senate did not ratify Biodiversity Treaty. And we're following every step of it anyway. But we did ratify this thing. Each member nation is required to update its inventory. Its inventory being where the sites are, how many you have, etc. of possible sites for listing every 2 years. UNESCO then designates the sites it chooses. The last two sites added to UNESCO's list were Carlsbad Caverns and Glacier National Park. That happened in 1995. In both instances, local elected officials had no idea that the sites were even being considered until the announcement was made by UNESCO. The purpose of the World Heritage Treaty is to identify cultural and natural sites worthy of international recognition and protection. Now, you say, how do they protect it? Well, we just discussed how they protect the Yellowstone Park. They're not going to let miners mine within 3 miles of it. They're there. They want to mine. It's not even on Yellowstone property. It's private property. No, they can't do it. They already say they can't have snowmobiles. They're going to protect these heritage sites. Once a site is listed, protection is the duty of the international community. In other words, the international community steps in and takes over. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Handling not included.
And we have returned. Well, the Boy Scouts win one. The ACLU lost one. ACLU was suing on behalf of individual named taxpayers, and it argued that allowing the Boy Scouts to hold the event on public property is an unconstitutional establishment of religion because the organization's membership is limited to those who believe in God. Now, this has to do with the National Jamboree. They do this every 4 years at Fort A.P. Hill in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And this is the year it would be upcoming. And the Boy Scouts, the ACLU said, no, they can't do that because, hey, that would be a religious organization. And the Boy Scouts require members to swear an oath to do my duty to God and my country. And that would be a terrible thing to happen in this great nation of ours. But the court ruled that the ACLU did not show standing to bring the lawsuit. Peter Ferreira, general counsel for the American Civil Rights Union, explained that the ACLU could complain about the policy to Congress or the president, but it had no business bringing a lawsuit over it and asking the courts to step in. The Defense Department then sees holding the event at the fort as a boon to military recruitment. It expressly authorized to host the event by a federal statute enacted by Congress. Seven presidents have attended the Jamboree and spoken there, beginning with Franklin Roosevelt in 1937. Bush spoke there in 2005. The next Jamboree is scheduled for 2010 to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. But anyway, ACLU tried to stop it and can't. Court says it has no business bringing a lawsuit over and asking the courts to step in. Now, in London, And we have talked so many times about what happens here in the United States usually happens over there first. Up to almost 6 million children will have to hand over their biometric details simply to borrow library books or gain access to school dinners. 1 million children's fingerprints are believed to have been taken already, some without parental approval, even by con tricks. They get these kids to pretend they're playing a game, and they have to take their fingerprints in order to do this. The vast majority of the local education authorities sanction the process. More than 3,500 schools already use systems which allow the pupils to take out books by scanning their thumbprint instead of using a card. The technique is also being used in dinner queues. In other words, when you line up for dinner, you have to show your thumbprint. The primary school headmaster has persuaded pupils to give up their prints by playing spy games. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. To order a one-year subscription, simply send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle? Well, there's Canamex and a secret plan to unite us all into a borderless land. Laws with loopholes made so big, you can drive right through them in a Mexican rig. $4 corn that don't seem so bad, but truth be told, we've been had. While Dr. Gore blows hot air, winter lasted longer here. Foreign interest buying this land. While Congress investigates a baseball scam, sheriffs, tariffs, and the FDA, jokes and yucks and Duplantier. New World Order propaganda is all we get from mainstream media. But with the Common Sense Chronicle, even if it's a little late, every month it's worth the wait.
The Brookfield, Missouri Sales Company is going to be holding a special calf and yearling sale Friday, April the 13th. Now, that's at Brookfield, Missouri. Early listings include several big strings of one-owner cattle, including 140 head of black steers and heifers. Now, these are white-tagged and weaned, weighing 5 to 650. Here's another 85-head string of black and black baldies, some Charolais crosses on them. They've had three rounds of shots and weaned. 80 head of black and black baldy steers and heifers, all red-tagged and weaned. 50 head of black and black baldy, Charolais, steers, and heifers. They're shots. In fact, most of these cattle are green cattle coming off of one farm, and most of them have had their shots and are weaned. Now, that's for the special cattle and calf sale or the special calf and yearling sale coming up Friday the 13th. That's this coming Friday at the Brookfield, Missouri sale barn. And then there'll be a special cow sale at Brookfield Friday, April the 20th. That's for the special sales coming up at Brookfield, Missouri, Friday the 13th. Now, the school system over there, across the pond in England, are thumbprinting the kids. And they use these biometrics for these young people to get a book from the library or to get in the line to they queue up over there. They don't line up. They queue up for lunch. A lot of the kids didn't particularly want their thumbprints, and here's what the headmaster said. The headmaster had persuaded pupils to give their prints by pretending they were playing a game of being spies. He told the youngsters it was just a game, so there's no need to tell your parents. The prints are used to operate the school's new library system. Participating schools insist there is nothing sinister going on and that fingerprints are destroyed when the child leaves. They insist it makes libraries a cool place to visit.
That reminds me of the story you had last week, Derry, where the infants were being targeted from the crib, you know, for criminal tendencies.
Right.
And, you know, now they're fingerprinting them in the school for library cards. What's to say, oh, well, that kid, we knew he was coming up and he was going to, you know, steal those books because we had him tagged from birth.
Yeah, they claimed, I can't remember now what some of the prerequisites were, but they claimed that they could tell a little newborn baby whether it was going to have criminal tendencies or not.
And it mostly fit the criteria of an impoverished upbringing, and perhaps even if one of your parents did some jail time.
Yeah, something to that nature, however. Anyway, let's move along. Anyway, that's over there. Just give it a little time. It'll be over here, and your kids will come home and say, oh, we played spy games, and now they have our fingerprints. Anyway, people are waking up to the food situation here in the United States and are quite concerned about the BGH in milk, about the GM seeds and this sort of thing. And dairy companies have chosen to ban the injection of their cows with Monsanto's genetically engineered bovine growth hormone. It's BGH. Due to consumer demand, a lot of people say, hey, I don't want my kids drinking milk, or I don't want to use milk that comes from cows that have had BHG injected. And an increasing number of large dairies around the United States have declared themselves BGH-free. They put it right on their containers. Hey, this milk is BGH-free. Now, Monsanto produces BGH. It's a synthetic hormone. And they've seen substantial losses in sales as a result of this voluntary movement of the industry towards healthier milk. But look here what Monsanto is saying. Since BGH is banned in most industrial nations, including Europe and Canada, due to its link to breast and colon cancer, the hormone remains legal here in the United States. So, this week, Monsanto filed a formal complaint with the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission demanding that labeling of BGH-free dairy products be made illegal. They're saying, hey, you can't put on your carton that this is BGH-free. Can't do it. And they're trying to get legislation passed to make it illegal to tell the buyers or the purchasers of milk that want BGH-free milk that they don't know whether they're getting it or not. Now, let's realize this is a big multinational corporation. They've bought and paid for those congressmen, so it might happen. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.